birds, lemalo. What's the miminechurim ibeiz minim? So tovi sheis, and she has to bring another six birds. And nos nos lekemas she brought to the koyin, v'yeni yedas man nos, she doesn't know what type she gave to the koyin. So olach ha-koyin v'yoso, or else the koyin went and made them, v'yeni yedai does not know ma'oso, so then tzricha dalet preidim l'nidro, u'shtayim l'chavosei. She has to still bring now four pairs to be yetzer neder, and two for a chayva. The chatis achas, and one more chatis. That's what she has to bring. And this Ben Azim says, Beis chatis, no, she has to bring two for a chatis. The kid says the suffix, if she's yetzer a chayva not, so out in suffix, we're not sure what type of a chayv she has to bring, which type of a bird, so therefore she has to bring over, misofik, she has to bring two of them. The Kolponim, it says there, Omer Bishua said, Zer Sharmu, this is what it was said, like we bring all this down just for this end part. So at the end part it says, Omer Yeshua, Zer Sharmu, this is what it was said, Keshuchai Kol Echad. That when the animal is alive, it only has like one coil. Goes on an aisle, it's only like one coil. So Keshumais, that when the aisle dies, then Koloi Zayin, it has seven koilas. Rashi explains, when the aisle dies, from the aisle itself, you have seven koilas. What does that mean to say? Ketzat koil shiva, beis karna with two horns, beis chatzoytroys, beis shukov, beis chalilin, and oroin lesuf, mailin nevolim. Kitzi can make a lot of different musical instruments from the aisle. So Yeshua said this. So you see the Ikka proof we brought down now, this last Mishnah about the Shreya Mishnah, we're not going to go into it completely, but all these different Svekas of the Mishnah and Kanim, but I call upon the Gemara brings it down now to see that Stam, it says Yabishu Waimah. So you see Yabishu is the Stam Tano of Masech Tekinim. So therefore we're back to the original Kasha we had before. Why does it say there that when both of them were brought Lamata, that Sulim, why do we say no, even the others brought Lamata should be Kasha? Because according to Yeshua, an Ola that's brought Lamat is Kshera. So that was Akasha. So he wanted to say, maybe it's not like Yeshua. So he brought down this last Mishnah, then Zof, Om Yeshua, Mashmas Tam Tano, of Sech Tekinim, is Rabbi Yeshua. So according to Akasha, his Gemara is like this. Hey, Madiyam Rabbi Yeshua, when did Yeshua say Yisvaron, that a Chatis, that an Ola Soif, which is brought Lamata, that it's Timshach, to become into a Chatis, he only said that svara liyafuki miday mila. He only meant to say that there's no yisem mila on it anymore. The yisem mila goes off the korban. But lemeisig le lechayv miyomar. But avada to mekayim yechayv. That he never said. Rashi says that the oila nasas chatis v'shvil sheshinabo. That this oila becomes into a chatis, meaning that you like you could eat it. That's all. The yisem mila goes off. But not that you mekayim yechayv. Avad on the gate to chayvois, it's really like an oila, just it's possible for an oila, and it became into a chatis. But avad, you're not mekayim yechayv of a chatis. It wasn't made a chila for that. He would not say that this oila now becomes a chatis to say lechayva. As Avad didn't say. So therefore, before we're talking about is the yish mekayim lechayvus or not. Therefore, since they're both done lamato, there we say no. We have to be afraid it was an oila that was done lamato. Therefore, it's psula. See, even though the Maisa could be its Kshera, that the Kanam could eat from it, but I'll call upon him, Liyotzi Dechavosai, that much of Yeshua never said. Therefore, there's no Stira. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, Rilus Hashalah, but the Gersa somehow this first part of the Mishnah at the end of the Mishnah. We have it in brackets here, the Mishnah starts off the way here, but it is, Kolap Sulin Shemoku, any kind that's possible that makes the Malika, the Locher is Psula, that the Malika is Psula. But v'yeinim atama v'vesabliya. But the ma'aser, it's not worse than a shechita that was done to it, that the ma'aser is no tumas nevela on it. Because even if a zar or an oinin, a tful yoim, makes some liquor, saradu it's possible, al silchas kochim, but the ma'aser is the issa mila, the issa tumas nevela goes off it. That's the call of kolap slun shemokum ekosim sula, v'yeinim atama v'vesabliya. Still it's tamatama v'vesabliya. Now the Mishnah says, Morlach b'smil. Let's say the Kohen uses his left hand to make the Malika. Oy Belayla, or else he makes the Malika at night time. Or else, Shochat Chulim b'fnim. If they made a Shechita on an animal which is chulin inside the Azara, or else the kotshe machutz. The mere shchita kotshe machutz, it's an avera. You're not allowed to do this. The shchita is psula. In all these cases, the mlik is psula. For our kolpon, the Mishnah says, eino mitama bebeis abliya. In all these cases, the mlik or the shchita helps this much that there's no more tumas nevela. The tumas nevela goes off it. That if you eat the nevela of it, you're not mitama yourself. The tumah goes off. What's going to be molak pesachin? Let's say the kohen made a malik on a knife with a knife. Instead of using his thumb, he used a knife. Molak pesachin, or else molak chulin bifnim, or else he had an oif, which is chulin, and he brought it inside lefnim and the azor, and he made a malika there. Or else for kodishim machutz, he had an oif of kochim, and he made a machutz outside. He made a malika outside, and the malika is only inside, not outside. Or else, Torim, Shleigi Zmanim, he brought for an oilas, haif, Torim.